Right, welcome along, folks, because it is PJ and Jim's After Show show. The faders have literally come down on the radio show, and we're going to do this because, actually, today we're under a bit of pressure, right? Because we've got to get our photograph taken.
Yeah.
Now, you might think to yourself, what sort of pressure is that? What's the aggravation in getting your photograph taken? That's a nice thing to do and all that. If you knew our history of having our photograph taken, it's never gone well, has it?
No, it's never gone well, which is why we know it so well, because they keep coming back for more to go, they didn't exactly work out the last time. And then we get messages now from management saying, could you not wear logos and have a shave and maybe wear a full set of garments and all this sort of stuff that goes with it. And then we've had photographs we've taken before and we've looked
ridiculous.
We have ones where we both look kind of insane. We've had ones where, trust us, we weren't, but we looked drunk.
Yeah.
And then there was one where I looked like I was a wooden puppet sitting on Jim's
knee.
Yeah,
there was the famous ventriloquist shot.
It was mad
which
shot.
Was very weird.
And
to be honest with you, the reason it was weird is because the photographer in question said, right, you sit on his knee.
Sit on his knee.
At which point PJ went a little bit white and said, seriously?
I was like, why would I be sitting on a grown man's knee? Where are they ever going to use these photographs?
Yeah, what sort of website are they taking these for?
And anyway, we did it, and of course, none of them were usable. Yeah,
it probably goes ridiculous.
With the fact that they find photographers for $4.95 hanging around a spa with camera phones. But anyway, we're assured this one's a professional.
Yeah.
We've heard that before. Yeah, we've heard that before.
Yeah.
Have we?
I mean, the thing about it is, you must be so well used to the idea of getting your photograph taken. I mean, you must have had your photograph taken hundreds, thousands of times over the years.
A fair bit, but...
like for posters and everything.
Yeah, but you never get used to it. You always become very self-conscious.
Yeah.
You know the whole thing of like, yeah, oh, geez, is me lips in the right place? And then you realise, photographers won't take my photograph head on as well because my ears are different heights.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it makes them look like they have a bad shot.
Go stand in front of the screen so the people can establish whether that's the case. So if you're not watching us on Facebook, you should. He's literally... This ear. There's not a lot in it.
Oh, no, there's a lot in it. Look. Even my eyes look like they're on one level because of it. Like,
I know if you're just listening to this on the podcast, first of all, PJ's off mic and you can barely hear him. But
to get my ears straight in the picture, it's about 6 degrees.
So you have to lean, do you?
Yeah, look how different it is.
The leaning ears of PJ.
Oh, yeah,
Unbelievable.
That's essentially what it is, yeah.
Wow.
It's ridiculous.
I never noticed that before. And now I won't be able to unsee it.
You can't unsee it. And neither can photographers. And so when you realise you have an asymmetrical face, you become quite self-confident when a photographer is there. So you start to try and distract them by, like, you know, and then they do that stupid shite where they go, right, there are a few good ones there. Do a funny face. And you're like, oh for
my
God, fuck's sake.
Yeah.
And so you do something. No, do a funnier face than that. You're like, do you have any idea what you're asking me to do?
Yeah.
I'm a middle-aged man, fuck's sake. You're asking me to do these things.
It's terrible when they say to you, just be yourself.
Yeah.
That's another... What does that even mean?
So
then you stand there and you stand there and you think you're just standing there the way you'd stand anywhere.
Yeah.
And they go... No, just, you know, relax. I am relaxed.
That's when I'd be able to help. I'd be going, no, sorry, Jim's always uptight. He's not comfortable. He's trying to make a decision whether to have a coffee today or tomorrow.
You don't know the stress I'm under. You must have had professional headshots done at some stage.
Oh, yeah.
Because you did acting and all that.
Yeah,
so in the early days.
Long time ago. Yeah.
I had headshots done for something once, right? And to be fair now, I don't want to take away from the photographer because he's very, very good and the end result was grand and it was all that sort of stuff. But it was the weirdest experience of my life.
I remember you telling me about this.
Because it wasn't just sort of like smile or do that or look over there and think. He had this way of sort of manipulating your face and he would tell you to squint up your eyes and stuff.
Yeah.
It was the weirdest facial fucking
yoga
experience I've ever
had
in my life.
Was this the fella start saying, I want you to think of a traumatic time in your childhood and I want you to channel that into the camera and then I want you to itch your back with your left arm whilst thinking about...
There were times
about a happy time when you had a balloon with your right arm.
This bloke gave me chiropractic. Practically, whatever you call that thing.
I don't think he was a photographer at all.
I don't think so. I'm not sure what
he was
doing.
I think Jim was on a Tinder date. He was trying to find a photographer on the internet and he ended up on a Tinder date with a lad who wanted to take his pictures. He said, now, okay, remove one garment at a time. Jim's like,
slower.
And then Jim was like, this is the weirdest photo shoot ever. Right, now I'm going to massage you from behind. So you're like, well, fair enough.
But this guy was into all sorts of... he had done
profiling. I'd say your mum was disappointed when Jim paid him at the end. He's like, What do you mean you're paying me? I'm not some sort of
cheap.
He's
apparently done things on, like, you know, profiling, you know, like the FBI do.
Yeah,
profiling
yeah.
faces and knowing when people are lying and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So God knows what he made of my expression yeah. when he turned around and told me how much it was. What?
Yeah, yeah.
No, that was very good value.
Is that too much? No. Just my professional experience says your face is telling me a different story. My face is a lying bastard.
Don't trust my face.
Don't trust my face. I don't know what my face is trying to tell.
I have no idea what my face is thinking or saying.
For the love of God, don't trust my face. Nobody else does. No, I don't know. I'd hate it. The whole getting your photograph taken thing is a hateful sort of experience, really.
Yeah.
I don't mind people with phones and all, because
right.
everybody looks shite. So it's grand.
I know, you say that. And then you get all these professional selfie jobs who are touched
yeah,
up.
But that doesn't happen in the... You
in
know
the real
I mean?
World.
In the real world, Pete, that doesn't happen. Like, you might get someone who goes, oh, that's terrible, let me have another one of them.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get one minute go, maybe three. And a real push, they'd go a fourth. After that, you just see they delete the whole lot and say, oh, it was nice meeting you anyway.
Yeah.
They just don't want it anymore.
Have you ever...
You know,
that'd be amazing, though, if somebody asked you for a selfie, right?
Yeah.
And you went, give us a look at that there. No, don't look great in that. Take that again.
Do it again. Oh, that's what I should do the next time.
Can you imagine if the people were waiting in line to get a selfie with you?
That's the wrong size.
Yeah.
I'm looking a bit flush.
My ears are showing up there.
My ears
don't
are... You can see the bi-leveled ears.
Yeah,
we're going to have to do this. I tell you what, I'm just going to stand with one side in shade and the other side semi-nude. Right? And then you stand about 10 feet away. I don't want to get done on this Me Too business. And we'll work it out from there. We'll get a good angle.
Have you ever had... What's the weirdest one you've ever had? Like a selfie request. Have you ever been in a ridiculous... Like, for example, I assume
yes,
nobody's said it to you in a Jack's or anything mad or anything like that.
Yeah. Oh, it's happened in Jack's, yeah. A few times.
People ask for selfies in
yeah,
toilets.
Yeah, yeah, a few times, yeah.
You're joking.
No, it has. And I remember my mother nearly died a couple of years ago. She was very sick.
Oh, Jesus.
And I remember coming out of the ICU. Like the ICU unit.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone,
serious shit.
Jesus Christ. What's happened? I said, oh yeah, my mother's like, yes, my brother's very unwell. And I said, yes, terrible. Well, I have you there. You wouldn't stand in for a photo.
Jesus Christ.
That was the weirdest one.
Oh, man.
That was the most forced smile selfie because I couldn't believe he asked.
That's terrible.
And then at the same time, his brother's 16. I want to say no.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You can't turn me on
that's
and go,
proper rock and a hard place.
Yeah, you can't say, are you fucking serious?
Yeah, yeah.
We're in an ICU. I'm supposed with a smile on my face and everybody in here is like... Got someone in there.
But, and if you'd have done that, he'd have gone back to all his mates. You know that PJ Gallagher. There was me brother on his deathbed.
On his
and your man wouldn't
and
even
you know what
take
your man
a
says?
Second photograph.
Highly inappropriate. Jeez, he's a good mind to stick me iPhone.
Mind you,
a good mind to give him a bed of his own.
It could have gotten worse.
Yeah.
You could have turned around and said, right, grand, okay. You know, not ideal, but yeah. Let's,
yeah,
let's
go
do
away.
The
let's
selfie.
Do it. Let's get it out of the
and
way.
And he could have turned around and went to you, grand, he's in room number 3.
And make sure and do the whistle.
Yeah. Now, he might not respond because I think he's out cold.
Yeah.
But just, you know, if he wakes up, he'll love it.
Go in and do the dirty L one over his bed. Imagine. Oh, my God. Some lad in the ICU. And then they're, sorry, I was asked by the family to come in. The nurse standing in the room. Sorry. I don't know if you can hear me, Andy. I was told to say, I'll pull your Mickey off you. You dirty old badger. And I hope you get well soon. And if you do, come down to my house and I'll give you a little bit of the goonies. The nurse there,
I was just
going
to say.
Nurse there, yeah, I'm going on strike. Yeah, I'm going on strike. This is too much. This is too much for anybody.
A doctor walking in when you're in the middle of going, oh, I'm pulling the Mickey out.
Yeah. You're like, what in the name of God?
Security!
Security, yeah. Wearing the Jake Stevens suit. Sorry, it was for a selfie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't
tell
even
what
want...
you're doing wrong, Doc.
Yeah. Tell me what you're doing wrong, Doc. You're letting the likes of me in here in the first place. This man needs a selfie and a lot of medication. Yeah, no.
And then the best part is your man probably would have put it up on his Facebook or something.
If
it
would have
been a picture
yeah.
of you and a chap, God love him, fighting for his, you know.
Fighting for his life, yeah.
Yeah.
Fighting for his life, yeah.
And you there smiling.
Look at that.
Slightly kind of nervously.
I tell you, there's Jake Stevens with my brother, look. Sound. Yeah,
that was only 2 days before it happened.
I have to say now, it's a bit inappropriate he did it, but I did ask him. You'd be in trouble if I wanted
to. I thought he'd have said no, but the gobshite, you said yes.
Went home, I got the suit and all. And I wouldn't mind, only he should have been at his mother's, because she was very sick.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I think people just ask. I think it's just one of those things. People will always ask.
Yeah.
No matter what, people will ask.
But you know, like, there's, because, you know, I admit to take, I can't do selfies. I can't do... Yeah. I just can't do selfies.
For yourself, you mean? Obviously.
Well, who the fuck
yeah.
else would I be doing selfies?
Well,
there wouldn't
the
be
hospital.
A selfie if I was taking it.
I was wondering if you meant when people come over and say, can I get a selfie with you? You go, no.
Yeah. Well, for a start, nobody ever says that. Nobody asks that, which is grand. But no, I mean, if you're trying to, you know, everybody does it and, you know, you're, I don't know, on holidays or you're doing whatever you're doing or you know, and you try and take a selfie. I can't do it.
Don't know where the button is.
It's like I don't have the dexterity. I can't balance the phone. Yeah. It gets blurred. It shakes all the time. It's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
And if I do manage to get one that is actually in focus, I just, like...
You're concentrating
so hard.
I
was
going
to say, I just have a ridiculous head, but that's real life, actually. That's very little to do with the selfie.
Born in Dublin, you're born with a ridiculous head, I think. Yeah. There's nothing we can do with it.
I won't take anything out of that.
But you mean, it's not that you're, like, what am I trying to say? It's not like your personality, like you look at yourself and you go, no, I don't look nearly fabulous enough.
It's
just, you literally physically are unable to take a picture with your phone.
Tell you what, remember in the old days, right? In the real old days when cameras had film in them.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And you had to send them to the chemist
to get
the man, done, right?
Yeah.
I remember you'd always get back and there'd be all these stickers on it saying, thumb over the thing.
Yeah,
too much light, underexposed, all that.
Overexposed, yeah.
If digital photographs...
Did that.
Had that. That would be my selfie collection. It would be literally, I mean, it's half a head. It's shaky and blurred. It's terrible.
Can you still do
that? I'm shocking.
Can you still do that? Like, bring them in to the chemist and get them developed?
Jeez, I don't know. Because I think you can print them off. You can get one of those sticks or whatever, memory cards.
You want to do it the way it was the old days. You go in and drop them in and go, how you doing? I'm just dropping in a few sexting photographs. Now, don't look at them. They're from my girlfriend. She told me to send her a couple of fancies and I thought I'd take them. So be very careful. Now, obviously, I haven't seen them yourself.
That would be amazing. Yeah.
So you, my friend, are in for a big surprise.
Yeah, I can't deal this email and texting business, so I'm going to post them to her.
Coming in the next day, then. Yeah, coming in the next day. Can I get my dirty photograph and an envelope and a stamp? I want to send them to my girlfriend. She's been looking forward to them for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. She's been waiting quite a few days now.
Yeah.
Rang me the other day and said, what are you wearing? Send me a photo. It's taken me 4 days to get it done.
Yeah, so much so that in the last photo, I'm not wearing anything at all. And it's not fair, because it's a month now since I got the booby pictures. What a lot of fun I've had with them.
You see.
The good old
that's
days.
The thing, yeah.
Good old days.
And when you had to put them in actual physical albums, people would have like entire shelves
of
photographs.
Right, yeah. Shelves,
And you know what the weird thing about it is, right? The obsession with selfies and photographs on phones now, right? Whereas it used to be that the minute somebody would say to you, if you were in somebody's house and they said to you, oh, sure, I was away in Sardinia there. Actually, I'm going to show you the photo. And you go,
Jesus, yeah.
Here we go. And it was a nightmare. Somebody rocking out the photographs.
Yeah, because it was most of us.
And then, of course, you probably didn't see the ones when I was in Malta as well, did you?
You're like, oh.
Hang on, I have them in the back.
You're no, it's all right, honestly, don't. If you can't find them, don't worry about it. Seriously, it's not a problem. Honestly, I think I know what you look like in your shorts now. You're fucking boring. Yeah, it's unreal.
Terrible.
Yeah. And then at least people had the decency. Like, I went around America on my own in the 90s. And I came back and I had one roll of film for the whole lot.
For all of America.
And that was about normal. That was about normal. You looked at it and went, geez, there's five from New York.
Yeah.
I think I was, I went a bit mad in Boston, the seven there. The three from California, that's me on the beach there.
There's not a lot in California.
Which one of you? Don't be smart. I'm the fat red one. And then you went, and that was it. Yeah. You took a handful of photographs. Now, I can't get from here to the car without taking the same amount of photographs.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, you would reserve a photograph for, like, something special, like your holidays.
Especially if it was Polaroids. You know, things cost a fortune.
This is me beside the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Yeah.
And all those kind of things. But now, it's literally, like happened today on the show, somebody will send you a picture of an ice cream.
Yes, sure, look.
Like, anything's...
I was showing Jim something on the internet the other day, and I couldn't man arse standing up or turning the screen around. So I took a photograph of the fucking screen and then sent it and showed it to Jim on my phone, because it was just easier than having to actually physically do anything.
Yeah.
Now, we're sitting in the same room.
If you're watching this on Facebook,
this is how far.
This is how close we are.
We are literally one arm's length apart.
He took a photograph of his screen.
I took a photograph of this to show it to him there.
Rather than actually walk to here.
Because I was there going, nah, oh, bollocks to that. What do you think I am? A fucking athlete? I'm not doing that. Technology's been around long enough. I don't have to do this rubbish.
Bizarre. Photography, eh? Who'd have thunk it?
Who'd have thunk it? Anyway, I'm going for the poo. Do you want a picture?
No.
You sure? I'll get a few mirror selfies. I'll send them on. Tell you what, if anything goes wrong, I'll send you a picture straight away. Woo! Holding on to this one for a while.